Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, ad-free episodes, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Good job. Today, picture yourself lying in a warm sunbeam in a green grassy meadow. As you lie in the meadow, the grass below you feels fluffy and cozy. Sunlight hugs you from head to toe as you relax, covered in a blanket of light. A gentle breeze floats by, and the air smells fresh. Relax as you enjoy the softness of the green grass and the gentleness of the sun's warmth. And let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Beneath your head is a soft pillow of grass, and you relax even more as the sun gently warms your face. Now your whole body feels cozy. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Kind Cleaner Fish. The Awe Island Reef sparkled and shined under the warm rays of the sun. Brightly colored coral formations adorned its crystal clear waters, providing snug homes for all the creatures who lived there. One such creature was a cheerful parrotfish named Sayori. On this bright morning, Sayori woke up to the gentle swaying of the water. Sunlight danced through the waves, casting rays that reached all the way down to where Sayori rested. Sayori opened her eyes and greeted the day with a big, toothy smile. "Good morning, ocean," Sayori said as she twirled about in the sunbeams. She loved the way her blue, yellow, and green scales reflected in the light. Though Sayori was eager to set out and enjoy the beautiful day, she was feeling a bit hungry. Sayori looked around for a delicious breakfast. She found a piece of coral that had plenty of algae growing on it. She used her strong beak to scrape off some of the nutritious algae for breakfast, being careful not to swallow any of the coral itself. When she was done eating, Sayori looked at the freshly scraped coral with appreciation. Not only did she have a delicious breakfast, she was doing her part to help the reef. By clearing away the algae, she had created space where the coral could regrow. Sayori felt grateful for her role in ensuring the continued beauty of her underwater home. Now that breakfast was complete, Sayori was ready to begin her day. Deciding it was perfect weather for some exploration, Sayori wiggled her fins in excitement. With a flick of her tail, she gracefully glided into the open waters. Sayori's fins carried her out of the reef, past the vibrant coral. As she swam, she watched the colorful anemones waving gently in the currents. Sayori smiled at the little clownfish darting in and out of the anemone's dancing tentacles. Sayori swam even further and passed through some swaying seaweed. She twirled playfully through the strands. The seaweed brushed gently over her scales. It felt soft and smooth as silk. Sayori closed her eyes, enjoying the sensation. Leaving the swaying seaweed behind, Sayori swam a little more. She was taking in the view when suddenly a familiar face appeared in the distance. It was Sayori's friend, Tanya Sea Turtle, swimming in from the ocean deep. "Hi, Tanya," Sayori called out. Tanya turned to swim towards Sayori. The turtle's smile was visible, even underwater. "Hello, Sayori. Enjoying your day?" Tanya asked. "Absolutely. The ocean is so beautiful today," Sayori replied. She quickly flicked her fins so she could swim at her friend's side. "What are you up to today, Tanya?" Sayori asked. Tanya smiled. "I've just been out to see some of my friends in the deep ocean," she explained. Tanya started telling Sayori all about her amazing journey in the deep sea, sharing stories of the incredible creatures she met. Sayori listened with big, curious eyes, imagining everything Tanya described in her mind. As Tanya wrapped up her stories, she mentioned, "Now, I'm heading back to the reef. I'm thinking of stopping by the cleaner fish for a nice cleaning. Have you ever tried that, Sayori?" Sayori tilted her head curiously. "Cleaner fish? What do they do?" she asked. Tanya explained, "Well, he's a little cleaner fish that helps clean other sea creatures. He nibbles away any little bits of parasites on our skin, making us feel refreshed and clean. It's quite a relaxing experience." "I'll have to remember that," said Sayori. Tanya nodded. "He's so helpful and kind." Tanya glanced over at Sayori. "Maybe we could swim back to the reef together," she suggested. Sayori considered Tanya's invitation. "Thank you, Tanya, but I think I'll explore a bit more before heading home. The ocean has so much to offer today," said Sayori thoughtfully. Tanya understood. "All right, Sayori," she said with a nod. "Just be careful not to swim too far, and remember the way back. The ocean can be vast, and it's easy to lose your sense of direction." Sayori grinned. "Don't worry, Tanya, I'll be fine. See you back at the reef," she said. With that, Sayori waved goodbye as Tanya swam off toward the familiar coral formations. Sayori had been traveling for quite some time by now, but she decided to venture just a bit further before heading back home for lunch. After all, it was a beautiful day. She swam into a bustling gathering of rainbow-colored fish. "Hello, friends," called Sayori. The fish responded with joyful twirls and synchronized swirls, showing off their shimmering scales with a magnificent dance. Then, With a final wave goodbye, the school of fish zipped off again. Sayori smiled. It had been a wonderful morning, but now it was time to head home for lunch. The little parrotfish turned about and headed in the direction of the reef. The ocean current gently guided Sayori as she swam. However, as Sayori approached what should have been her cozy coral home, a sense of confusion crept in. She paused and scanned the landscape. Something wasn't quite right. The area was unfamiliar to Sayori. "This doesn't look like the way home," Sayori whispered to herself, feeling a bit worried. Sayori took a deep dragon breath in and out. Attempting to steady herself, Sayori felt the cool water wash over her gills and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, she took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And Sayori felt relaxed with a clear head. "I need to think of a plan," Sayori thought. "Maybe I can find a friend who can lend a helping fin." With that, she gracefully swam around the vibrant reef, searching for a friendly face. In the distance, a small fish with pink and blue stripes caught her attention. This helpful little fish was busily cleaning a gray reef shark with its mouth. Sayori watched with wide eyes as the shark waved a big fin in gratitude. "Thanks, Connor," chirped the shark before swimming away. Sayori wondered if this little fish could be Tanya's friend, the cleaner fish. Sayori remembered how helpful and kind Tanya said he was. Intrigued, Sayori swam closer to the cleaning station. "Hello there, my name is Connor. Are you in need of a cleaning today?" a cheerful voice echoed through the water. "Hi, Connor. I'm Sayori, and, well, actually, I'm not here for a cleaning," Sayori replied. "I've swum a bit too far from home, and now I don't know which way to go. Can you help me find my way back? My friend Tanya said you were really helpful." Connor's eyes sparkled with friendliness. "She said that? That was very kind of her. Of course I'd be happy to help you, Sayori. Now, tell me a little bit about where you live, and I'll make sure to help you get back safe and sound." With a sense of relief, Sayori described her home. Connor nodded knowingly. He seemed to know just where to go. Sayori followed Connor through the gentle currents, and the underwater landscape gradually became familiar once more. Along the way, Connor shared stories about the ocean and the various friends he had made during his time at the cleaning station, making Sayori feel more at ease. Finally, they reached the familiar sights of Sayori's home near the shoreline. Sayori's heart swelled with gratitude. "Thank you so much, Connor," she said. "I wouldn't have found my way back without you." Connor flashed a bright smile. "Anytime, Sayori. If you ever need help again, or just want a good cleaning, you know where to find me." With a cheerful goodbye, Connor swam off into the azure sea. Sayori let out a happy sigh, feeling the warmth of being back in her familiar home. Deciding it was time for a little lunch, Sayori discovered a tasty piece of algae to nibble on. After savoring her meal, a gentle wave of drowsiness washed over Sayori. The day's excitement and the delicious algae had left her feeling pleasantly tired. With a contented smile, Sayori found a cozy spot to rest beneath a coral arch. As Sayori settled in for a nap, she felt the soft current wash over her scales. Her heart danced with thankfulness. Sayori took a deep dragon breath in and out. feeling thankful for the beautiful day of exploration. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Sayori felt thankful to have encountered her friend, Tanya, on her journey. Sayori rocked back and forth in the waves, feeling very sleepy. She was also thankful to have met Connor, who helped her find her way home. She took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And the little parrotfish fell asleep, dreaming of visiting Connor's cleaning station again. This time, with Tanya by her side. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.